Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, this week marks National Pollinator Week, a focus on insects and others in their unique role in the ecosystem. With more on these pollinators and the significance of the recognition, I'm joined in studio with Nova Clark, a ranger at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Nova, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This designation was set by the U.S. government some 7 years ago or so.
Yes, the Senate and the Department of Agriculture, with some prodding from the public, decided that pollinators needed to be recognized, especially because they were in a lot of trouble. Some of you may have heard about bee colony collapse and stuff like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And pollinators are what provides us with a lot of the food we eat, and we need them.
And that's one thing, the federal government getting involved. This is something that's nationwide. It's not just a particular region or area, correct?
That's right. Pollinators are in trouble everywhere. And not just even in the United States, but all over the world. Because for many reasons, from climate change to just the use of pesticides on plants, we don't really know what affects pollinators, but there's definitely been a decline in them.
Bees and butterflies, obviously, those moving about from plant to plant, you know, more commonly known. What are some of those that are not too familiar?
All right. Not so much in Louisiana or the United States, but other parts of the world, bats are huge pollinators of a lot of plants. If you think about bananas and other tropical fruits, those are pollinated by bats. Hummingbirds going back and forth pollinate. And then something that most people don't have a positive view of, but flies are actually huge pollinators.
Flies, the thing we usually take a swatting device to.
Yes, yes, the things that we usually get rid of. But flies, especially in high altitudes, and then there's some plants that are pretty stinky to us but appeal to flies. And so they're pollinated by flies. And so even flies play a role in pollination.
You mentioned high altitude. Why is that?
Butterflies and bees have a harder time living at high altitude. So, like, if people go out to Colorado or someplace out west and see all those wonderful summer wildflowers, a lot of them are pollinated by flies.
And something you mentioned, those that are less, you know, don't smell that well, something that actually flies are attracted to.
Exactly. Probably not things you want to plant in your garden.
Yeah. What do we know about the declining numbers?
Bees have been in the news a lot. The other big animal or insect that's had a lot of problems is monarch butterflies. They all go down to Mexico in the winter, and most of that territory has been destroyed. Plus, with monarchs, one of the things that they rely on are swamp milkweeds, especially in this area, and there's not a whole lot left. So a lot of the native plants that they feed on, that the caterpillars feed on, so that they can become butterflies and then become pollinators, are gone, you know, due to pesticides or people just not planting them in their yards anymore.
Yeah. Can weather play a factor from year to year?
Probably. You know, as we all know from this year, we had a really crazy winter, spring here. It stayed cold really, really late. This year, a lot of pollinators are migrators, and they're on a schedule. And when the plants aren't on the same schedule as the pollinators, then they're in a lot of trouble. So, like, this year we had our monarchs laying eggs on our swamp milkweed before the swamp milkweed was ready to host monarchs. And luckily, we managed to pull out some more milkweed and feed our caterpillars. That was a special circumstance.
You know, special circumstances. I mean, going into May and having record lows.
Yes.
So obviously, it seems like that would play a role. Do less pollinators, is it possible that they would lead to more allergens in the air?
It could be. I mean, pollinators are a great indicator of just changes in the environment, you know, what impact pesticides might have on things, just different changes. And, you know, allergies have been picking up. Who knows? It could be related, but I'm not going to make any definite statement about that.
Well, what do we know about the habits of the insects and birds in our area and those that are numerous?
Well, I mean, we have quite a few bees, and there's both native bees and European honeybees. And, I mean, most people don't distinguish between the two, but both of them, bees tend to focus on a specific type of flower or a specific type of plant. When they're producing honey, and they go back to that plant. So for whatever reason, somebody wipes out a field or something like that, that could affect the bees. And then just in terms of when the blooms happen on trees and everything.
Right. Any particular type of plant that they are attracted to?
It varies on the bees.
Wow.
Native bees, native plants, more mm-hmm. likely. But then you get bees that are, there's beekeepers who transport their bees all over the country to pollinate because the actual native bees are gone.
Yeah. Well, when we talk about the recognition of pollinators, what are some ways that we could encourage pollination in our own yards?
If you plant native plants in your garden, which is actually easier for you too because they're used to Louisiana temperatures, used to Louisiana just ecosystems, so they're less care to take care of. Mm-hmm. Don't use pesticides if you can help it. That affects all of them. And then native plants, once again, are more resistant to native pests that we might have. And just providing a habitat for them, the same way we talk about, providing nesting habitats for birds and stuff like that. And just learn about them. That's the biggest help that you can do.
Yeah. Well, what is planned at Black Bayou this week when we talk about pollinators?
Well, this Saturday from 10 to noon, we are having a kids program all about pollinators. We're going to specifically focus on butterflies and bees more than anything else. But we will talk about bats as well.
And flies.
But Miriam Norris is going to come out. She's the one who planted our butterfly garden, and she's going to talk about butterflies. And she's going to bring out some chrysalis, and maybe they'll be about ready to hatch so you can see a butterfly emerge. And then we're also going to talk about bees a lot for that.
Should be a great presentation for the kids as well as adults.
Yes. So parents are welcome to stick around with the kids. It does require that you pre-register, though, by calling the visitor center.
And a number to call for that?
387-1114.
And can they find out more about Black Bayou on Facebook or social media?
Yes, you can look at our Facebook, and we're focusing on pollinators this week, in fact. So it's Black Bayou Lake NWR is our Facebook page.
Nova Clark is a ranger at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge and National Pollinator Week that is going on. Nova, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.